If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Yesterday, in one of Steve's newscasts, I perked up, even though I didn't like what I was hearing, at the news about gas prices ticking up a little bit. So we decided to check in with the head petroleum analyst at Gas Buddy this morning, Patrick DeHaan. Patrick, hi. What is the situation here in Chicago? We're up a little bit, but lower than last month. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it so far. Last year at this time, the Chicagoland average was over $4 a gallon at $4.08 a gallon a year ago, and today we're at $3.56. So, down over 50 cents a gallon is not a bad place to be. But as you mentioned, we are up in the last week. Prices jumped about 14 cents from last week. A lot of that has to do with the transition over to summer gasoline, which has now occurred. We're also up about 23 cents from a month ago. Again, a lot of the time this time of year, rather, you have not only the switch over to summer gasoline, but refinery maintenance and rising demand. As temperatures are starting to warm up, Americans consume more gasoline, and that usually pushes prices up as well.
So what are you forecasting for the coming months, Pat?
You know, a lot of it is a little bit uncertain just because of all of the different policies that the Trump administration has been mentioning, potentially moving forward on tariffs on April 2nd. We'll have to see. There's been hints from the Secretary of Energy that Trump may reduce the tariffs on Canadian oil. We'll have to see how that moves forward. I think this year is going to be fairly tame when it comes to gas prices, a continued normalization that's occurred over the last couple of years since gas prices hit record levels in 2022. You know, the pandemic stuff has slowly faded away, and that's allowed gas prices to get closer back to normal. Oil prices this morning closing in on $70 a barrel. A lot of geopolitical tensions coming up. Things like the sanctions on Iran and Venezuela, which President Trump has ratcheted up, as well as the potential ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine could all play into this. But if I had to guess, we may see more prices below $4 in Chicago this summer than we do above the $4 a gallon mark, and that certainly would be a welcome development.
Yeah, that's good. So for now, around Chicago, who's got the best and lowest gas prices?
Well, you know, as we tend to see, the suburbs tend to see a little bit lower prices. In fact, right now, Grundy County only $3.29 a gallon. That's because Grundy County doesn't really have to use as much of that reformulated gasoline. DuPage, actually, just a little bit higher than Cook County at about $3.52. But, of course, as you get closer to downtown where there's fewer gas stations, they tend to be more expensive. And it wouldn't be uncommon to see a $4 price, especially in the south side downtown and the near north side as well. So look for the wholesale clubs. Some of those tend to be laggards with prices in the mid $3 a gallon range, but for now, as I mentioned, prices up from last week. We should see prices tapering off a little bit this week, not a whole lot, but overall, right now, still, if you head north, by the way, into Wisconsin, if you commute there, prices still well below the $3 a gallon mark just across in Kenosha.
All right, road trip to Wisconsin. And one more quick question, Patrick. Why is it sometimes you see gas station prices from one station that's across the street from another so different? How can that be?
Well, you know, a lot of the time gas stations are buying and selling on different, while they're buying their supplies of gasoline on different days of the week, there could be a different wholesale price, but a lot of the time simply is that they may not be paying attention to what each other is selling at. You may encounter that one station could have already raised its price, the other one may not have done so. Whenever you see a big discrepancy like that, it might be a good idea to take a look at gas prices around you to see if that low price that you may be seeing could be the last of the low prices and maybe fill up.
Yeah, and I hate it when in small print it says "with car wash" and you kind of get suckered in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, with car wash, with purchase. You know, you're seeing a lot of that, or either that, or it's a different type of fuel altogether, like unleaded 88.
Yeah, or cash. Patrick DeHaan, Gas Buddy. Thanks, Patrick. Appreciate the update.
Thanks much.